winners of three straight and running strong down the stretch, the Broncos are back home to host the Raiders. A routinely spirited and fun-filled rivalry game. Can Denver snag another win and inch that much closer to a first-round bye in the playoffs?
Playmakers on three. One, two, three.
In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Here we are, Coach. Week 14 of the NFL regular season. Broncos sitting at 10-2. How about just a state of the team type question? How are the guys doing physically and mentally?
Well, I mean, I think it's been reported this week our injury list is long, but we're pushing through. I mean, we're having a good week, getting ready for Oakland this weekend. Going to have some guys that'll be a game time decision, but you know, it's that time of year, Nick, and, you know, you just try to get to Sunday, the next Sunday, and find a way to be successful. But our guys have worked through adversity all year long, and we're going to have to do it some more.
You're making some adjustments to your practice schedule this week. You said 21 guys on your injury list on Wednesday. Due to that, you went indoors, you kind of scaled practice back a little bit. Let's go ahead and hear from some of the guys about what that kind of meant for them as they try to get ready for Sunday's game.
This late in the season, you know, there's no need to go out there and run into the guys you've been running into since training camp. Because at the end of the day, we're a physical team. We're going to play physical whether we're out there practicing physical or not. And, you know, until that changes, you know, Kubiak's done a great job of keeping us fresh.
More playing time for Derek Wolfe.
Hey, he's lobbying. He's lobbying to keep the pads off. But, no, he's right. If you practice the right way and you've done it the right way throughout the course of the year, I mean, you get to a point where, you know, being fresh is the most important thing. But your players have to be very mature to handle that. And there's some teams that can handle that and some can't. This team handles that stuff very well.
I was going to say a fine line, really, yeah, between keeping them, you know, ready to go mentally, physically, but also trying to keep them fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, these guys have been pretty sharp, and they know what's at stake, you know, so they do a good job of taking care of their business.
These guys, especially this time of year, you know, they're self-proclaimed warriors in a sense. You know, they want to be able to contribute for their team, especially come playoff time, going into the playoffs. How difficult is that process, you know, trying to decide which guys do suit up to play? Because I know a lot of them, you know, they want to get out there, especially if the injury is one of those tweeners where, you know, it's serious, not serious enough.
The hardest part as a coach is to say no. Yep. You know, you watch a guy trying to do everything he can for his team, but yet on game day, he goes out there and works out, and you say, no, not today. This guy's going to play. That's really the hard part. So you have to kind of sort all that out. You know, what do we do today? I know I say that all the time, but you really have to do that. Players are going to give you everything they have, but sometimes you have to step in as a coach and say, you're not ready. You'll come back next week. This is the way we're going today.
Broncos now 3-0 with Brock Osweiler starting at quarterback. 17-3 win last week in San Diego. Brock even said, definitely not my best. He's continuing to learn from those games. Let's go ahead and hear from Brock now about that process.
I'm learning so much every single time I'm out there on the field. And, you know, I think it's okay to make mistakes once in a while as long as it doesn't hurt your team. But the important thing is learning from those mistakes and making sure that they don't happen again. And that's what's been happening on a weekly basis.
Yeah, you know, he's right, Nick, and we were very aggressive last week with him, especially early in the game. We came out to start the game, played really well, continued to take some shots. He made a couple of decisions that maybe weren't that good, but he's growing, you know. And in the third quarter, I think it was late in the third quarter, we had a 2-touchdown lead with an interception in the end zone. So, you know, you don't learn those things unless you play. And so, you know, he's kind of a trial by fire type of deal. But the thing about him, he really understands, but yet it doesn't bother him the next play.
Sounds like maybe you're trusting him more and more each week.
Yeah, no doubt, you know. And we talked through those situations. And, you know, 2 weeks ago he had the ball in his hands and had to go score against a great football team. This week, late in the game, it was really about protecting the game and trying to keep the defense off the field. So you never know how you're going to have to win on the given day, and he's figuring that out.
And we will be back with more from Coach Kubiak in just a little bit. But for now, let's go into studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. This week's Behind Enemy Lines is the perfect example of strength against strength. The Broncos have the number one passing defense in the league, but Oakland is no slouch through the air. They ranked 8th in the NFL in passing, and leading the charge is second-year pro Derek Carr. Carr has exploded this year for over 3,000 yards passing with 26 touchdowns and only 9 picks. While most of Carr's passes go to talented wideouts Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper, the Raiders have 14 players with a reception this year, so the entire Broncos defense will have to be involved to keep him contained. And this week's Stop of the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quitline, is another Broncos pick six. In the first quarter against the Chargers, Phillip Rivers feeling the pressure. He lets it go, but it's right to Danny Trevathan for the gift interception. And he races 25 yards the other way for the touchdown. This is the fifth defensive TD for the Broncos on the season. That ranks first in the NFL. And we're just getting started on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coming up, how the Broncos are keeping track of players' every movement on the practice field. Plus, former CSU Ram Shaq Barrett having the best season of his career. He joins us for this week's player profile. That's next.